Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. It's CEO interview time. It's the turn of Zaf Karim, who is CEO at Legendary Investments. How are you today, Zaf?
I'm well. How are you, Zaf?
I'm very well. I was just we have had what looks to be quite an exciting RNS to start the week. Perhaps you could explain it to us, because it's I had a look at it and it seemed to be quite baffling for somebody of my limited means.
I don't believe that for a second, Zach. You're not of limited means at all. The RNS was essentially about Virtual Stock winning a contract with the Shelford Group, and indeed now already being discussions with the other trusts in England in terms of rolling out their procurement system.
So this is a collection of NHS trusts?
Yeah.
The people who go around spending money in order to save our lives?
Correct. So essentially, the NHS has 200 plus trusts. Each trust controls its own budget, does its own procurement, etc. Last year in July, we won the contract with Guy's and St Thomas's, or Virtual Stock won the contract with Guy's and St Thomas's. And Guy's and St Thomas's is the largest trust in the country. And then earlier this year, I talked about, we were in advanced discussions with a number of other trusts. That was in January, February, March, etc. Winning contracts with those trusts took longer than we expected, which I guess was the bad news, because people thought, we'd win a contract the next day or the next day or the next day. But when you go elephant hunting, you don't know how long it's going to take, but you do have sight of the fact that you're going after elephants. And in our case, what has happened is, instead of winning a contract with four or five trusts, as we thought we might, we've got the whole of the Shelford Group. Which is 10. But it's not just 10, it's the top 10 teaching trusts in the country. And together they account for some 13, 14, 15% of National Health Service expenditure. So what that means is those trusts will now be using the system that Virtual Stock supplies for all their procurement. And what that means for the Virtual Stock's bottom line is essentially, once those trusts' expenditure starts going through the Virtual Stock system, contract signed, implementation's going to happen, that shouldn't take too long. The Virtual Stock implementation cycle is very short, a matter of months as opposed to years. Then Virtual Stock, the bottom line will be increased by several millions of pounds.
So this is a group of NHS trusts which with a budget might be several billion, let's say.
Correct, yeah.
And therefore the Virtual Stock's share of that, or the commission on that would be some millions.
Correct. So essentially what will happen is every time these trusts spend money, and they spend a lot of money, the National Health Service collectively spends, 150 billion a year. These trusts, I think, spend about 20 billion a year or something. Those numbers might not be spot on, but we're talking in the tens of billions, just these Shelford Group trusts. Every time they purchase something, it will go through the system which Virtual Stock has provided, and a very small percentage of that will go straight to Virtual Stock's bottom line. When I say it goes straight to Virtual Stock's bottom line, it's because this is software provision, so the gross margin on this is effectively 100%. So if you look at Virtual Stock at the moment, it has revenues in the low millions of pounds. This is going to add several millions, 10, maybe 20, that kind of order of magnitude of revenues to Virtual Stock, which would translate entirely into profit for Virtual Stock because it's software. As I say,
so where you are, you've got 10 out of
200. Yeah.
There's no reason why it couldn't be a greater number of.
Oh no! It's not. There's no reason why it couldn't be a greater number. If we look at the announcement, Andrew Mills, the CEO of Virtual Stock, says that we're already in advanced discussions to roll this out over the National Health Service in England. So they're already in discussions with a lot more trusts. So we would expect that. Well, we've got the Shelford Group, which is kind of the leading trusts, they're in discussions with far more. We can expect that this might get rolled out over the whole of the NHS. Importantly, there's a trade magazine called Spend Matters, and Spend Matters is speculating, well, if this is going to roll out over the National Health Trust, then why not other government departments like the Ministry of Defence, etc., etc.? So the procurement system that Virtual Stock is designed may not just become the de facto for the National Health Service, and that will mean many millions, many tens of millions of revenue for Virtual Stock, but it could become de facto for many other government departments as well.
And any big projects, is that right? I mean, for big projects?
Yeah, any big procurers. So any organization that buys lots of things in a decentralized manner,
right.
Or even
and
centralized manner,
yeah,
it can
so
be
this
used.
Is the health area, previous, yeah. Oh, and then you can go on to different ministries,
defense,
etc. And then you've also got the possibility of the retail sector.
The retail sector uses the system the other way around. So the system is the edge, and the retail sector, what the system allows the retailers to do is to display all their products online in a very simple and effective manner, make changes online in a very simple and effective manner, do the sales, and then track all the products. Now, if you imagine if you flip that on its head, so now the National Health Service or those trusts have all these catalogs online. And they can order through a centralized system, which does price comparisons and everything else to make sure the National Health Service gets better value. So it's the same system, just being used from the other side.
Right. And what any other aspects at Legendary that we should be watching out for as well, apart from this?
Yeah, of course. This is Virtual Stock and the National Health Service. We did say that momentum is building in the retail sector. So, you know, we have visibility on contracts that are being negotiated there. And I can't say how long they'll take. But we hope to be, they'll be signed, and when they're signed, we'll announce those. And then, of course, you know, Legendary has other investments as well. The one which is most active at the moment in terms of we're involved in getting stuff done is the gold mine in Kyrgyzstan. The announcement yesterday was about VS, and we have 7% of VS. Every time we've had the opportunity to increase our stake, we've done so. We started with about 2.5%, 2%. We're up to 7%, and we're very close to the company. And I am more convinced than ever that this is going to be an absolute, unicorn.
Well, we shall see what happens. Zaf Karim, CEO at Legendary Investments, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.